You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll check out Wisconsin Bike Week and find out what's going on in communities around the state.
First, earlier this week, the Wisconsin Legislature's Budget Committee restated their opposition to Governor Walker's plan for self-insurance for state workers. The committee said other benefits changes could save $60 million without resorting to self-insurance.
David Wahlberg joins us now. He's a health reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, what did the Budget Committee have to say about self-insurance earlier this week?
Well, so under Governor Walker's proposed budget, he was looking to save $60 million from state worker health benefits by shifting to self-insurance. And the Joint Finance Committee has repeatedly said they don't want to do that. They said that again this week, and basically they said they would find that $60 million in other ways.
And did they get into the specifics about what other ways they could accomplish this without self-insurance?
They didn't get too detailed yet, but they suggested that some things could include a modest increase in deductibles and also expanding wellness programs, you know, providing incentives for people to become healthier, for example.
I want to back up for just a moment to make sure we're all on the same page. We use the term self-insurance. Can you describe for us again what it is and how it would work?
Yeah, so currently the state pays premiums to 17 HMOs to cover about 250,000 state workers and some local government workers and their family members. Under self-insurance, the state would have the program, they would run the program themselves and take on the risk for medical claims themselves and not pay premiums to HMOs. They would, however, hire a few companies to administer the program. So the big change is who controls the risk. Right now, HMOs take on the risk. Under self-insurance, the state would take on the risk. And I should point out that most large employers do self-insurance.
And as a litmus test, how is the Joint Finance Committee feeling about the prospect of taking on that risk?
Well, they have said that they don't want to do it for a few different reasons. One, they're concerned about the budget, and they're concerned that in some years the state might lose a lot of money this way, and it's kind of unpredictable, and so that could affect other programs. They also have expressed concern about the impact on the health insurance market statewide. Wisconsin has a much more competitive health insurance market than most states, and most of the health plans are owned by regional health systems. And so legislators who, you know, represent the districts around the state have expressed concern about the impact to those insurance plans and the providers.
And one thing that seems as though it will go forward regardless is the number of insurers that will be accessible down the road. I think it was something from 18 to 6. Can you talk about that?
That's true, yes. There are currently 18 plans overall, and it gets really confusing because actually one of them is a self-insured plan, but most people are covered by the 17 HMOs. So, correct. The Group Insurance Board that oversees state worker benefits would be able to shift to sort of a regional program and use fewer health insurance companies, regardless of what the Joint Finance Committee decides. And they've expressed an interest in doing that. So, basically, many of the players currently involved wouldn't be, although some of them could still be.
We're talking right now with David Wahlberg, health reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and he's with us for an update on self-insurance for Wisconsin state workers. And have we heard anything from the HMOs involved, from spokespeople for those organizations and also from state workers themselves?
Yeah, well, the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans, which represents many of those HMOs, they've repeatedly said that they're opposed to self-insurance, and they've noted that the state's health worker, the health plan, has had relatively low premium increases in recent years, lower than the national average. And so they argue that that shows that the current program works well. In recent days, they've reacted to something the Walker administration said last week, and that is that if the state doesn't shift to self-insurance, premiums would have to go up 10% next year. And so the Walker folks are saying, you know, that's a reason why we should do this, because premiums would otherwise really go up. This health worker insurance, health insurance group is saying that's not true. That's just based on initial estimates, which always go down again. And then it was interesting, John Nygren, one of the leaders of the Joint Finance Committee, when they were discussing other ways to get the savings this week, he talked about increase in deductibles and said that, as far as he knows, state worker groups seem to be supportive of that. They'd rather contribute a little bit more to their health benefits than switch to self-insurance. And that may be the case, but today AFSCME, one of the unions for state workers, came out and said, just a minute, we really don't want to pay more for our health insurance. We think the savings should come from insurance company profits instead.
Hmm. And have state workers had to say it? Obviously, there's a difference of opinion exactly there about which way to go, but whether part of the concern is a disruption in care. So you're seeing one doctor and suddenly maybe under self-insurance, but maybe in general, not based on what we know, you have to see a different care provider.
That could be true. The Department of Employee Trust Funds, which administers the benefits, they've come out and said that I believe it's 98% of providers would still be available under self-insurance. So it's a fairly small portion of providers that, you know, wouldn't be there. However, it's probably a slightly larger percentage of workers that might have to shift doctors, because some people would have to shift health plans. It's a little confusing. But basically, the disruption arguably should be relatively minimal, but not nothing.
And so the governor has been a big advocate of self-insurance. And as you said, the Joint Finance Committee, not so much. So what happens next at this kind of impasse right now?
Well, the Joint Finance Committee, you know, needs to sign off on the self-insurance contracts for them to go forward. I don't quite understand how the gubernatorial veto works in this scenario. I suppose it could come into play. But basically, if the budget committee doesn't approve this, which they have a hearing next week, and they've basically said that they are going to vote this down after that, then it looks like they might have to work harder on finding other ways to come up with the $60 million and perhaps work with the administration on that.
And any signs right now about what direction the wind is blowing on that? If it looks as though they'll vote it down as it does at this moment, what is the most likely place to start looking for savings?
Well, you know, on one hand, Walker's administration is definitely not letting up on this. They are still arguing that this is the best way to go, that even though the Legislative Fiscal Bureau came out with a slightly smaller savings estimate last week, they said $47 million as a base savings as opposed to $60 million. They're still saying, look, that's tens of millions of dollars we could be saving. And they're pointing out that most large employers do this, so why isn't Wisconsin? But if it does come down to finding other ways to get the savings, I think we'll hear more about details like deductibles. And also there's been a fair amount of talk about the reserves that are available for this program. The Fiscal Bureau report also pointed out that the reserves are currently above what the guidelines call for. And so the Joint Finance Committee is saying, let's study those reserves and maybe use some of those to achieve some of the savings.
David, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. Good to be here.
That was David Wahlberg, health reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, joined us for an update on the prospect of self-insurance for Wisconsin state workers.